Good afternoon. Ron Sanchez taking over from Tim Tate on this snowy Christmas Eve. I'll be here for 3 hours playing stuff. I spent a long time. I got up very early this morning, and I've been picking through my record collection just for this show. So sit back, pour yourself a cocktail, another log on the fire. Yeah. Burn a couple books. Sure. Sounds like a good idea. Whatever you need to do to enjoy this day. I was out blowing snow first thing today, too. I got my Christmas present early, a snowblower. Yay. It's been a long time coming. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving the Helena Valley. I need to tell you, all this is made possible by generous donations from and including Sister Bill's Saloon, a privately owned bar in the Big Sky Mountain Village, now open 7 days a week, and serving lunch at 11 a.m. with cold beer, burgers, wings, and more. Info available online at scissorbills.com or on Facebook. Root Bound Arborist, providing communities with quality tree care and a dedication to conserving Montana's public land and natural resources, on the web at rootboundarborist.com or phone 551-5623. And Western Sustainability Exchange, conserving Montana's open space, wildlife, and supporting local agriculture while strengthening rural economies. Details online at westernsustainability.org. Let me see if I can find the weather here. Give me a second. Oh, no. I can't find the weather there. Let me look. Got it right in my hand. The beauty of these things. It's going to be moderate temperatures. Looks like it's going to be in the 20s overnight. Not too bad. Tomorrow down to 19. Snow on Sunday. And getting down to 3 degrees. And then it looks like mildly cold temps through the week. So, good enough. What else do I need to tell you? Oh, yes, this 3 o'clock hour is underwritten by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday, Christmas Eve. In Bozeman, Museum of the Rockies exhibits are Environmental Impact 2 and Women, A Century of Change. The STEAM Lab is open at Montana Science Center. Lewis and Clark Caverns gives holiday candlelight tours. Check out public skating at Haynes Pavilion. It's Uncorked and Unplugged Night at Blend. Donnie's Inferno plays at Country Corner Cafe through the weekend. And on Saturday, in celebration of Christmas, there's a torchlight parade with fireworks at Big Sky Resort. In Livingston, it's open mic night at Pine Creek Lodge. It's Fourth Friday music night at the Blue Slipper Theater. In Helena, Synthesizing Icons by photographer Larry Blackwood is at the Holter. Celebrate Christmas Eve at the Civic Center. And the holiday gift show is at 1 plus 1 equals 1 gallery. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, and a programming note. Sitting in for Derek Leonard today, it'll be Keith Coons at 6 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. It'll be good music through the evening. Yeah, simple as that. I'm just going to start here.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the only thing for me. I've tried tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just look at me and say the Papa Silly Stone. I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you. An immigrant lad loved an Irish colleen from a Dublin's Galway boy. He longed for her arms, but she spurned his charms, and she sailed o'er the foam away. She left the lad by himself on his own, all alone, a sorrowing. And sadly he dreamed, or at least that's the way it seemed, buddy, that an angel choir to him, an angel choir did the same. I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish. It's the finest thing for me, and so I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just laughed and said it's a publicity stunt. So I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you.
Soft and full of colored dreams. Deep inside a rainbow lived happiness span in a small Victoriana charabanc. Evening will be here quite soon. Stan can sit and watch the moon, watching as the white light slowly makes the night bright while swooping by wild.
Now, of course, like all real life experience story, this also begins once a polytito. And Happiness Stan, whose life evolved the ephemeral colour dreamy most, had his pure existence and this being in a deep jaw of the multicolour of the rainbow. Oh, yes, his home is a Victoriana Sharabole. This is a four-wheelful olive out the back grove. Now, as Eve at his deep approachy, his eye on the moon. All time, sometime, deep joy of a full moon scintillate and dangly in the heavenly bode. But now only half. Oh, blow your cool, man, he do this deep thorcus. What is the folly of this half disappearing of the moony most? And as the light did a scintillate and change through timely most, stop it still, and he did a deep thorcus. What? Absolutely smash and flake it he was. So, gathering all behind in the hintermost, he ploddy forward into the deep thunder mould of the complicated foray to sort this one out, matey. Where at, Mandy Thorcus? Where at, man? Oh, dear. After a little lapse of time, Stan became deep hungry in his tumload. Oh, after all, he struggly trittly housed several mile load, and anyway would suffer under this. So suddenly he did deep thorcus, out with his lunchy bag, just about to do a little nib load of his mincy meaty when... Now, the fly was overwhelmed with this deep generosity of Stanley's give of the foodage, because all life lasts stuff of a foodage. He looked at Stan and said, "Is there anything I can reciprocate or do in the joy of return for your generosity for giving me food and stuff, eh? Stan, I'm looking for the other half of the moon and dangly. This is my folly. Show me where the missing half of that moon." "I don't know," said the fly returly, "but I know someone who know. If only I were big enough to transport him most, I'd take it there myself, I would do this, and Stan, having the possessive power of the magic hold, stand it over, roll it up the sleeve, wavely hand, hovery, and utter these magic words, If all the flies were one fly, what a great, enormous fly for all of that would bold. Oh, and there, incredible, dear, hovery. Now the fly recalled with these wordage, "Not only will I transport them there, but I'll sing it a deep joy of a song load in your eardrums. That I will do." So, seated comfortable on the back of this enormous buzzy most of the fly, whoop, they took it off like an escape velocity of the rocket floating into orbit. Now, after floating high up over the mountain through the deep valley of that, for 7 whole long days, they did a very soft and flat belly landing, if I may put it this way. Where they landed? A tranquil beauty spotted before a deep thunder mould of a foray. Like Orpheus in the undergrowth, there it was, and the fly said it, "I must leave you here." And he pointed here with his sort of fly-type thing gold, if it was all feathery, and said, "Mad John, mark the words. He liveth in a cave there in this far deep foray, and he will transport for you and find it not only the moon itself which you look at, but the philosophy of life to itself." And Stan had a mutual joy for this, and reach up and cuddly most of this big fly, and very hard to embrace it and most and kissy, and the fly tickling with his whiskers in his ear drove. And off he went.
to their children, beware of Mad John. John would sing with the birds in the morning, laugh with the wind in the cold hand of night. But people from behind their curtains said he's not quite right. A wise one, he loved all the haters. He loved them so much that their hate turned to fear. And shaking from behind their curtains, the loved ones would hear.
So Stan walked towards the cave, and in his mind, marky word, Mad John. Deep focus on this, all a trembload, looking into the dark and peering into the back grove of black in there. And then appeared Mad John, in fine, fine, foldy silken robes, all whitely hair, scintillating beard and dangly. Well, the beard must have been 34 years old, growing and growing, all night load. What? And he was glowing with a friendly light, oh dear, joy, and a voice full of a cockney, all joy of life and livid emanate from the cockload of his heartstrings. Call to see you, man. What's been your hang-up, man? I'm waiting 7 whole days for you. Not still worried about this scintillating moon and dangly, huh? Stan, yes, that's why I sought you out here. Trilly, trilly, how on the back of this fly, who told me? And John linked arms with him, and walking out stepper by stepper, and he pointed with a cockney forefinger gold. There, up in the heavenly bode. What? Stan realised, now, which it struck him like a smacker o' blurdy, which coming out for a turn he never thought us before. As the sun rises in the early morny, so the recoil of the moon on the eve. Ah, and he thought. Now, the fly had something extra special you thought was to say to me if you wold. And John looked at him, and attractness earnestly of his eyeballs, straight nose to nose and eye to eye bold for it. Of course, I nearly forgot it. Just you listen.
Life is just a bowl of old bread. You wake up every morning and so live as only you can. It's all about, enjoy it. Cause ever since you saw it, there ain't no one can take it away. So life is just a bowl of old bread. What you say has made it very clear. So be sure I'll live as best as I can. When half the moon is taken away, I've got the best. If you can laugh and sing, I give me that happy day's toy town newspaper smile. We'll clap twice, lean back, twist for a while. Well, when you're untogether and feeling out of tune, I sing this special song with me. Don't worry about the moon, looks after itself.
Smile.
We'll clap twice, lean back, we'll twist for a while. We'll mind you.
So remembering the very special words, Happy Day Long Toilet Town newspaper reader in Chuckley Smilo. They all had a lovely turnout. Gnome's Cane, Huckleberry Fickle Tickle My Fingold, Boy Blue left his horn stuffing under the settee and brought his mellotrone and freaked them all out. Oh, what a mind blast. Jackie Jill, Knees Up Mother Brodie, oh, what a joy of a trittly howl. I hope your turnout is three quarters half as lovely, won't you? Wouldn't hardly enjoy it. Stay cool, won't you?
There you go. What better way to kick off a Christmas Eve show than with a fairy tale? A little bit of English pantomime featuring Stan Unwin. That's a Small Faces Happen to Stan from their album Ogden's Nut Gone Flake in its entirety, which you have to do anyway because it's all linked together. Thank you, boys. And it comes in a beautiful round cover, too. I don't know if you've ever seen an original one. It was a wonderful piece of art. And that's the mono version. They reissued a few years ago, and I reluctantly grabbed it. And just listening to it now, it just sounds fantastic, nice and thick and rocking. You can feel more in the studio with them than maybe on the stereo one. Excuse me. So ask for it for Christmas. And start off with the Goons, Walking Backwards for Christmas. Old favorite of mine. So just stopping here for a minute. I'm going to keep it up like this. I brought some nice records and I'm just going to parcel them out slowly. It's not going to be the total Christmas record barrage here, but it'll be in the spirit of Christmas. Okay, so let's, speaking of Christmas, get in the time machine at the Imaginary Ballroom. Well, it was actually a real ballroom, the Patti Pavilion, Swansea, December 19th, 1972. That's 49 years ago. The Man Band threw a Christmas party, and they invited their friends, Flying Aces, Ducks Deluxe, The Jets, Plum Crazy, with Dave Edmonds, and Help Yourself, with Deke Leonard, who had been kicked out of the Man Band at that point. And they recorded it and put out a really lovely little double 10-inch album. Sort of unique at the time. Nowadays, you see those 10-inch records pretty often, but Andrew Lauder just said he insisted on doing that. And it took him a while to find a plant that would press it. And it's a great artifact from an innocent time, or at least a smoke-filled backroom time.
We never done this sort of thing before, see?
Will it be fucking in the way, then?
Yeah! That was a good one, wasn't it? Here he comes now.
Look at my mic, please. It's not suited.
This one.
No, that one's all right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've got the very famous BJ Cole playing a steel guitar with us tonight. He doesn't know the numbers, but neither do we. Last three gigs, Richie's been playing like about 10 people, so tonight should be really good. Thank you.
Thank you. That's fabulous. Help yourself with Deke Leonard sitting in and B.J. Cole at the Man Christmas Party at the Patty Pavilion. And that's a good one. Four great guitar players going at it there. Two wah-wahs I can hear. And Deke had his siren wah going there at the end. Just madness. I would have loved to have gone to that, to a Christmas party and had those sort of bands playing. The last time I went to a Christmas party with music, it was Sammy Hagar playing. So there you go. I think Sean and I took an early leave, much to the chagrin of the Sammy Hagar fans at the company. Sorry, so it goes. I had better things to do. Go play pinball. It's 3:55. I'm going to just stop here and tell you I've a couple of things I've forgotten. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Boston's pop culture appetites for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tapes, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook. Still located at 29 West Main in Bozeman. Yay! The Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District with indoor seating and the newly refurbished outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app information and menu online at dailycoffeeeatery.com. Okay, just continue on.
On day after day, hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. Everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay.